is Bloodshot Bill, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
You can go there with your family, and you can meet new friends in the library. When you're at the library, you can read lots of books, and you can find any book. There are lots of Dog Man books, which are my favorite books of all. When I go to the library, I read them, and that's why I like the library.
I'm also on a radio show at the library, and there was also a video making workshop that I did, and I did some animation, and I made a lot of new friends, and I laughed a lot, and it was really fun. My main reason of coming here is because it's books. Of course, it's a library, and I really like the wide selection of books, and they have computers and all sorts of stuff. They also recently did a mural painting thing where they painted the computer room in the back, and I got to be a part of that, and it was really fun. It looks really cool now, and I just really appreciate the library for being here, and if I had to choose between this library and any other one to go to, I would choose this one. I really like the Hudson Area Library, and I hope that it stays running for as long as I live or maybe even longer, because I know a bunch of people that love to read.
Wavefarms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Mark Vane of Palenville, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
This is Electro Kitty speaking, and I wish you all a happy holiday.
This is 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra, Hudson, Catskill, the station that everyone loves.
And if we get the fight, then I'm cocking on you. You catch me at your local party, yes, I crank it every day. Haters get mad, cause I got me some baby mates.
Soldier boy, I've been it all. Why me crank it, why me roll? Why me crank that soldier boy, that Superman, that all out? Why me you crank that soldier? Now 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 why? I'm bouncing on my toes. It up for show. Haters wanna be me, soldier boy. I'm the man.
Oh, baby, all I want for Christmas is you.
Oh, we see black peel.
Your power, you have turned to your smile. You have fallen to the sweetness of a season of a guy.
It's the bitch.
You're someone, and you don't have none.
I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half a
pole.
You're a monster. Your heart's an empty hole. Smiles, homie, I turn up, frown. All them decorations, I count down. You can ask Max, I don't play around. Ayo. Who is this mean fellow with his skin all green and his teeth all yellow? What you so mad for? Halloween, come around and we ain't knocking at your door, man.
Where's the preacher?
So mad for Halloween, come around and we ain't knocking at your door.
Today, I'm your sound engineer, and I'm joined with the host. He's going to be stepping over soon, sometime next year. I'm going to be going to college. That's my New Year's resolution. But till then, I'm going to be chilling with you. And when that happens, we got DJ Money Maker taking over. Today, we also have another guest with us.
Hi, I'm DJ Red.
DJ Red. And today, we got a nice Christmas show. We're going to be talking about Christmas treats, the cookies, the hot chocolate. We're going to be talking about a little bit about other holidays, too. And if you don't know what Clubhouse is...
Clubhouse is a walk-in community center. And you can walk in anytime. We have controllers. We have staff that help you with your homework and help you with your issues.
Beautiful explanation. And we are open every Monday to Friday from 2 to 8 p.m., and we are located 455 Main Street in Catskill Clubhouse. The Clubhouse itself is a program of the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green, and we are brought to you by Wayfarm. We will be right back after another song. You probably heard it playing a little bit earlier. One of my favorite Christmas songs, Feliz Navidad.
You
shout. You better not cry, you better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Yes, he's on his way. He's got toys all over the sleigh. Santa is coming to town.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your sound engineer, DJ Cola, and our host, DJ Moneymaker, has stepped aside for a little bit. But that's okay, because we're feeling the clubhouse spirit and the Christmas spirit. And if you want to celebrate Christmas with us, we are having a Christmas party on the 20th. This is going to be open for the public, 455 Main Street, 5 to 7 p.m. on the 20th. So come along, have a good time. We're going to have hot cocoa. We're going to be playing Home Alone. And I think we're going to be having some nice activities, too. I know there was some talks of a tournament. We might be doing that. But the only way to really see for yourself is to come on by and have a good time. So, our host is back. Would you guys like to guess the New Year's resolutions or play a Christmas game first?
Play a Christmas game.
So we're going to go straight in to the Christmas game. So, those of you at home, you cannot see the activities and the things we have here, but you have a total of $15, and we have a bunch of different categories for Christmas. So you're going to make your own Christmas with only $15. The $1 category is Christmas gifts that you get, but you always don't want, and that is socks, underwear, Christmas mugs that you can only use once a year because it's Christmas, and cards. See, if you play your cards right, you might get a card in the card worth money. So that could be a sleeper option. And for $2, we got hot cocoa, eggnog, apple cider, and peppermint coffee. For $3, we got chocolate chip cookies, oatmeal raisin cookies, Reese's Christmas trees, or Christmas cookies. Kind of like the Candy Blast Chips Ahoy. Not sponsored, but I used to be addicted to them. And for $4, you can pick your activity. You can either sled, ski, snow tube, or go ice skating. And $5, the very highest point on this list. Not in real life. I wish things only costed $5 in real life. I would have a car by now. But you have an Xbox One, all newest generations of the console, the PlayStation 5, a Nintendo Switch, or a PC. So what are you guys doing?
Are we choosing from each category, like the first one, the second one, and then the third one?
Yes, but you got that $15. So you can choose, what's it called, a computer, a Nintendo Switch, and a PlayStation 5. But then you got no cookies and you got no hot coffee, anything like that.
I'm going to go with the socks, a hot cocoa, cookies, sledding, and then I'll go with the Xbox.
about you, DJ Moneymaker? This should be your game, you know? You're the DJ Moneymaker. You should know how to budget the money here.
Give me PS5.
Good pick.
Xbox Series X.
Oh, you only got $5 left.
Give me a cookies. Give me cookies and hot chocolate.
Cookies and hot chocolate. And that's a perfect way to budget it. You got no money left.
I can sell the Xbox Series X and PS5 for way more.
That's true. And that's a good point. I'm going $5 for the computer off the bat. Save myself with $10. I'm redeeming the bad Christmas gifts because it will save me money. I'm getting some socks, some underwear, and then I think I'm going to spend the remaining $3 on some oatmeal raisin cookies. They are underrated. They're a sleeper pick. If you don't like oatmeal raisin cookies, how dare you? But I still hope you have a merry holiday.
Now, me personally, I choose sledding because sledding is a fun activity.
Yeah, that's true.
Could have gone with ice skating, but last time I did that, I fell.
Clubhouse is doing some ice skating field trips in the future, so if you want to be part of that, come on down. We are open every Monday to Friday. Sorry about that, guys. From 2 to 8 p.m., 455 Main Street. And Clubhouses is a program brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. And thanks to Wave Farm, we're going to tell you all about it. Huge shout out to Wave Farm on 90.7 FM WGXC. Let's get DJ Moneymaker to do it for you. See, I'm putting him on the spot here.
The whole thing?
Yep.
Clubhouse Radio, 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson.
And a huge part of the holidays is not only Christmas, but the new year is starting. Do you guys have any New Year's resolutions? That's a good resolution. What about you, DJ Moneymaker?
Get my grades up.
There you go.
That sounds
grades
annoying.
In school is an important part of life. And if you ever need help studying, Clubhouse is also here for you. So I'm very glad. But now is the fun part. Can you guys guess the top 10 most common New Year's resolutions? Whoever guesses more and gets them accurate gets a point. Rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first. See, we do basketball trivia, and DJ Moneymaker likes to look at the answers, so I
just look at the numbers.
I'm so bad at rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
See?
DJ Moneymaker.
I suck.
Can you guess one of the top 10 most common New Year's resolutions?
Cleaning your room.
That is not on there.
What? I feel like everybody does that.
Passing school.
That also isn't on there.
Wait, I have a good one.
Yep, back to DJ Moneymaker.
Losing weight.
Ding, ding, ding. That is number 2 on the list.
Wow.
So now, you know what? Since it's number 2 on the list, I'm not going to keep track of points. We'll just do 1 point. I was going to have it like number 2 is 8 points. Number 3 would be 7 points, but that's too complicated.
I would lose so bad.
All right, back to you. And remind me of your DJ name for the show.
DJ Red.
DJ Red. Perfect. That's some Christmas colors right there. You know, this Christmas music is nice and chill, but I think we need to take it a step up a notch. You'll see what I mean in a second. But first, let's go get your answer.
Imagine you put Mission Impossible on.
Oh my God, I don't know what to choose from.
See, just waiting for the fade out, and then...
I'm gonna say, like he said, just get your grades up in school or something. It's probably not on there. It's not.
Part of me wants to put it under this category. I'm gonna let you guys decide that later when we reveal it. But unfortunately, that is not one. DJ Moneymaker, it's your chance to steal and get another point.
Wait. Go to the gym.
Oh.
That is. See, I was surprised by that too, but that is on there. exercise and then lose weight are two different things down there. I guess just because people word it differently. So,
I'm so
you got
bad
that
at
point.
This.
I thought they were going to be like the same thing. I thought you were going to say, like, I'm sorry, but that's a part of the reason.
By the way, this. Do you hear it?
I can barely hear it.
You guys can grab the headphones. Some intense Christmas music. A
it's
battle Christmas.
You gotta pick it up.
Oh, this is great. Huge shout out to Team 4 Star. They're on YouTube. They made this. Buck, would you like to guess? New Year's resolutions.
Isn't it my turn?
Oh, is it? Yeah. See, I am a bad sound engineer. All right, yeah, DJ Red.
I'm going to say achieving your goals.
Achieving your goals. You know, I'll give you that one. Do I want to give it for that point or this point? Achieving your goals. I'll put that under living life to the fullest.
Yay, I got one.
So now, number one, number two, and number five are out there. First one to 4 points is going to be the winner. So DJ Moneymaker has got two, and DJ Red has one.
Cleaning your room. I mean, cleaning your house.
Cleaning your house?
Wasn't that your first answer?
It is. Not on there. See, I had to throw you guys for a loop there.
Well, you always do this. You're like,
And if you want to play some fun games like this, you can visit us at 455 Main Street. We are Clubhouse. And if you don't know what Clubhouse is, it's a drop-in center, which is pretty much a community center, but better, because we have trained mental health professionals that you can talk to if you're having a bad day. Or if you're having a good day, just somebody to share the victories with. All right, back to the competition.
I'm going to say saving up.
Save more money is on there. / spend less money. I don't know why they didn't do that one with number one and number two, the exercise and lose weight.
It's 2v2 now.
Yup, you guys are dead even. And we have intense Christmas music to back it up.
I don't get it.
Think. What's something that a lot of people want to do but is hard?
Quit smoking.
He got that.
Really?
That's the one I was hinting towards too. So I'm going to have to give you a hint now. But DJ Moneymaker is at 3. What is something that a lot of people want to do, but don't really have the funds?
Vacation.
Travel more is on there.
It's similar.
All right, you guys are 3-3.
I feel like buy a house.
Buy a house? Is that on there? No, it is not. That wasn't your guess, so I'm going to give you another one. Actually, wait a minute. We're 3-3 here, so next guess wins. So next person who guesses, this is just, you guys can scream out the answer now. Next person who guesses one thing that's on this list gets it.
Saving up to buy a car.
That is unfortunately under the save money category, so we cannot count that.
He's
trying to.
I can't see it.
So, by the way, guys, I'm going to be giving you hints now, and first one to answer wins.
Give me a hint.
What is something that a lot of people do during the holidays?
Decorate. Clean.
Christmas wrapping. Buying presents.
What else do you guys do on Christmas?
Celebrate with family.
Ding, ding, ding. Spend more time with family and friends.
Yes!
DJ Red is the winner after a close game. And that... Oh, listen to this intense Christmas music.
I was genuinely convinced you. At all.
I wanted to end it, but now I don't want to end it because this.
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to TFS one more time. But yeah, we are going to go into another song, and we're going to be back in a little bit.
Make sure to jam out to it.
That is right, because it is a bop. Tyler, the Creator with I Am the Grinch.
I'm the Grinch, send a new who. I live in who, real who are you? I got a dog, his name is Max. He called for my cook, that is a fact. I was in snow, ain't in no coat. Max put that sled off with they head. I don't like love, I don't like fun. When I'm around, Christmas is done. I'm the Grinch.
Hey, how you doing?
come, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm the Grinch. I'm here to ruin your day, this will end in defeat. I'm the Grinch. I get to ride, ride, and ride. I'm the Grinch. That's what they call me when they talk about me around the town. That's me. Hello. I'm guilty.
That's eyes on them, 25 days in a month, 25 days in enough where I don't give up.
Wait a minute.
25 days, got the lock with the chain at the door, don't knock, no gifts over here. I don't smell nothing in the air, you can take that over there, and I don't really care. Tell your homeboy in a red suit, you chill before I ban him from Louisville. I ain't playing with you. Twenty-five days in a month. 25 days in enough where I don't give up. 25 days got the lock with the chain at the door. Don't knock, no gifts over here. I'm the Grinch.
Hey, how you doing? You scum, it's a pleasure to meet.
I'm the Grinch.
I'm here to ruin your day. This will end in defeat.
I'm the Grinch.
I get the rock. That's what they call me when they talk about me around the town. That's me. Hello. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow and snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio 90.7 FM, WVXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson.
Today, I'm your sound engineer. Would you like to give a little brief description? Our friend here, DJ Moneymaker, has to leave for the show, so he's just going to give you a little bit of a description of Clubhouse, because I like putting this guy on the spot. And when I'm gone, he's going to take my place.
Clubhouse is a walking community center, and we have food. We have PlayStation 5, and we have staff that are nice here.
Thank you so much.
And you should say signing off.
There you go. Super official. And today, we're doing some more Christmas trivia. I had a question to ask DJ Moneymaker, too. He's a big fan of Star Wars. I said was, like, he just suddenly stopped liking it. And there's a good Star Wars question on here. What science fiction franchise had its own holiday television special in 1978? And the answer was Star Wars. So I have a few trivia questions to ask you. Yes, you listening to this right now in your car or at home, but also to DJ Red. So we got some easy ones, but I'm going to go for the harder ones here. What Christmas beverage is also known as milk punch? Yep, it was on the list. Eggnog is right. This is a weird question. All right, I wouldn't even know the answer to this. And let's see if you do, audience. What Christmas-themed ballet premiered in St. Petersburg, Russia in 1892? Like, right? The Nutcracker, apparently. I did not know that. And as of today, you might be listening to this on the 12th. You also might be listening to this on the 20th. It's going to be replayed. But as of today, there is officially... Sorry about that. 12 days of... until Christmas. The 12 days of Christmas. However you want to say it. So, I just want to say, I hope everybody at home is having a good holiday season. I hope their Christmas tree is up. And if you don't want to put one up, I still hope you're having a great time. Getting next to the fire, getting cozy. You know how it be. And if it's too cold outside, just sit in your car right now and listen to our show. Totally not plugging our show. But, in celebration to Christmas and the New Year's, there is also a bunch of other holidays around the season, and I just want to honor and pay tribute to them, because they're just as cool and just as important as Christmas. So we're going to play a little bit of these. Now, we got Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and Diwali. Pick a number 1 to 3, and that's the one we're going to start with.
3 is my favorite number.
See, this is the one I know least about, so I'm going to pay attention to this one. This is Diwali. This is, I believe... an Indian holiday. See, I don't know much about it, so we're gonna play it right now. This is global news,
by the way. Around the world, people are lighting up the sky with fireworks and dressing up their homes with colorful decor and candles. It's Diwali, the festival of lights. The word Diwali was inspired from a Sanskrit word called Deepavali, which means rows of lit lamps. And that's why Diwali is known as the festival of lights. The 5-day festival is celebrated every fall by Hindus, Sikhs, Jains, and some Buddhists. Hindus celebrate Diwali to rejoice Lord Ram's return home after being exiled for 14 years and defeating a king known as Ravan. Jains celebrate the festival to mark the spiritual awakening of their lord, Mahavira. Sikhs celebrate Diwali to commemorate their spiritual leader Guru Har Gobind's return to Amritsar, a city in northern India, after being imprisoned. And some Buddhists celebrate the festival to honor their emperor Ashoka's decision to follow a path of peace and converting to Buddhism, after witnessing a lot of killings. Although these four...
I wonder if that last one is different, because I'm not sure about the other ones, but I know there's different sects of Buddhism. For example, there is Tibetan Buddhism, and then there's other... variants as
Buddhism,
well.
After witnessing a lot of
also
killings.
Jainism is
Although these
really
four
cool,
religions have different reasons for
celebrating
after
well.
Witnessing a lot of killings. Although these four religions have different
and also to have a festival of lights on the shortest month of the year, that's super cool, because I don't know about you guys, but I hate when you're going outside at 4:30 p.m. and it's already getting nighttime.
Reasons for celebrating Diwali. What they all have in common is the concept of new beginnings, light over darkness, and good over evil. Diwali is celebrated with prayers, fireworks, candles lit inside of clay pots, rangolis, which are colored patterns drawn on the ground with colored rice or powder. And it's also a good reason to invite friends and family over for a big meal.
Honestly, I kind of want to celebrate now this year instead of Christmas. That sounds like a lot of fun. Huge shout out to Diwali and anybody who celebrates it. And if you celebrate it, give us a text at 518-291-6066 and tell us more about your experience. We would love to share. Now, we're going to go into Kwanzaa. This is from Sesame Street, so let's get into it.
In my family, we celebrate Kwanzaa. Every night, we light a candle on the Kinara. That's a candle holder with a candle for each of the 7 nights of Kwanzaa.
Are you ready to light the Kinara?
And every night, we talk about one of the 7 principles of Kwanzaa. Their ideas for how to live a good life.
Tonight's principle is umoja. It means unity, coming together, getting along.
Like when Tyler lets me play with his drum.
Right.
My favorite...
At Clubhouse, that's when the kids aren't fighting over the PlayStation 5. DJ Moneymaker's still outside peeking.
Is the caramel.
Thinking he's slick.
It's a feast on the 6th night. Kuumba. Where my whole family and friends gets together and celebrates. We eat lots of food, tell stories, and then in my family, we like to dance.
I need to get some Kwanzaa music up because that hits hard. I think I like that more than Christmas music.
We always have fun when we're together for Kwanzaa. And at the end of the night, we get a small present.
My own drum? Wow!
Oopsies, I was pulling it up for later. Oh, but that's perfect because the other one ended. See how things work together? That's my Christmas gift from just chance happening, you know? But we're going to go into a Kwanzaa song because I want to give each holiday some time too. Because when you turn on the radio around this time of season, it's always Christmas music. Always Christmas music. And I know we're kind of falling victim to that ourselves this time of year. But let's even it out. And let's give a little attention to every holiday around this year. We will be right back after a Kwanzaa song, and then also a Diwali song, the other holiday we just looked into, celebrated by Jainists, Buddhists, and other religions. We will be right back.
Kwanzaa, oh, 7 days of celebration.
around the
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Accra, Catskill, and Hudson. That was Happy Diwali, a song about Diwali, a holiday celebrated in India and other regions, as well as Buddhist, Jainist, and other practicing religions. Although it's Christmas time, it is also time with some other holidays, like Hanukkah, Diwali, I still have that H from Hanukkah. And other ones as well. So, now we're going to go into Hanukkah and play a nice little Hanukkah song for you. Because we just want to say Happy Hanukkah, Happy Diwali. Did I get it right that time? See, I'm very bad with words, but I did. To anybody who doesn't celebrate Christmas, because this time of year is just all about happiness as well. And whatever makes you happy, we hope you do it. As long as it's not like killing people. Don't kill people, guys.
Yeah,
or drink eggnog and drive. Don't be doing that unless you're an eggnog 0% ABV. And even then, keep both hands on the steering wheel while you're listening to us. I know we're a great radio show and you want to jam out and start dancing in your car, but that will lead to accidents. I'm pretty sure this is around the time of year where there are the most accidents on the road. So be careful. We want everybody's holidays to be happy without accidents. But without further ado, we're going to be going into Hanukkah.
What is Hanukkah?
One of the other most known holidays around this year. Last, but certainly not least.
Hanukkah is the Jewish festival of lights. It happens during the winter months. My name is Menachem Creditor. I'm a rabbi. I'm the scholar in residence at UJA Federation of New York. Hanukkah is a Jewish holiday that lasts 8 days. It signifies a miracle that happened within Jewish history, where after reclaiming the Holy Temple in Jerusalem that had been conquered by the Assyrian Greeks, we found only one little vial of oil that was left over after everything else had been contaminated. We only had a little amount. That light burned for 8 days, and those 8 days were seen to be a miraculous signal that we could continue our ritual life, have a relationship with God, and functionally find the time to create more olive oil so as to continue the life beyond. The way that we observe Hanukkah has a lot of diversity depending on what kind of Jew you are or where in the world you find yourself, but one of the commonalities is that it's a tradition to light the candles and to place them facing the outside world. In Hebrew and in Aramaic, it's called Pirsume Denisa, which means publicizing the miracle. I'm right here, and I have a light to shine in the world. It's a fascinating thing that more Jews observe Hanukkah than really almost any other holiday, with the exception of Passover and maybe the high holidays. And one of the reasons for that is it's very easy to do. It is a beautiful thing to gather as friends and family, to light these candles, and really that's the entirety of the observance. How you place the candles, the decorations and the songs you sing, maybe the potato latkes that you eat. A latke is actually the most miraculous food in Jewish history because somehow we've eaten these oil-drenched potato pancakes and we're around to talk about it.
Not gonna dreidel, lie, in Hebrew, I could go for a few latkes right now. I don't know if it's frowned upon to have ketchup with them, but that's what I want to put on some latkes, not gonna lie.
Pancakes, and we're around to talk about it. A dreidel, in Hebrew it's called a sivivon, means a turning thing, a top. A dreidel is a specifically Hanukkah-oriented game to play. The name Hanukkah can be a...
The dreidels in school.
Yeah, that was fun. I remember making our own, too.
Yeah.
You know, that's honestly one of the best parts about Christmas as a kid, is all your classes
challenge,
celebrate
especially
it
in an American
and also
vernacular.
Going to other holidays, and it's just a good time to not do other boring work.
Hanukkah isn't there. So when you try to spell it, some people spell it scientifically where an H...
Snowflakes, they were, like, huge.
Yeah. And that's the funnest part, is doing everything yourself. That doesn't matter what holiday you celebrate, whether it's Hanukkah and you're making your dreidels, whether it's Christmas and you're making your snowflakes. The best part is that everybody's together and it's a time of joy.
It stands for the Ch sound, but it's not Ch, it's actually H. So if you're being very careful, it's Hanukkah. But that's even hard to hear. It's a real challenge.
I'm going to replay that because that is hard to hear.
But that's even hard to hear. So if you're being very careful, it's Hanukkah. But that's even hard to hear. It's a real challenge and a real blessing, maybe, to be Jewish in a modern global economy world, especially in America, where Christmas has become so dominant as a commercial experience. No matter what kind of person you are, what faith is yours, Christmas really dominates the public sphere. So much so that Christmas actually becomes less Christmas, and in so universalizing itself, Hanukkah is also influenced by the culture, just like everyone is. Gift-giving has nothing to do with Hanukkah, except that American Jews understand what it is to be in a world where during these winter months, when there's a holiday, we give each other gifts. If you have a Jewish friend, you're lucky. And one of the things you can do with that Jewish friend when Hanukkah comes around is to say Happy Hanukkah. And there doesn't need to be anything more than that. It's a very simple, happy wish. Hanukkah is the reminder that you can be yourself and be in contact with an outside world. It takes incredible bravery to take the candle that is the light of my tradition and place it in a way that exposes me in the world as being me. Whoever passes by is certainly aware that my home is a Jewish home. I'm proud of that, and it takes some bravery. Everyone should have that kind of light and life and bravery.
So, what holiday you celebrate, whether it is Hanukkah, Diwali, or Kwanzaa, I had to write them all out because I'm so terrible at pronunciations. If you watch this show regularly, you know. You can celebrate, and I hope you have an amazing time, but you can also come to Clubhouse and celebrate too, because we are a discrimination-free zone. We do not discriminate based on age, race, gender, religion, any of that. So we're just an open space. So if you want to talk about Diwali, because, you know, sometimes it's a little bit less socially accepted to talk about other holidays around this time, you can feel free to talk about it. And we just want to have a space for the youth to be youth. And if you don't know what Clubhouse is and you're just tuning into this now, we are Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your sound engineer, and I guess I'm the host now too, DJ Cola. And I'm joined with
DJ Red.
And we are just about to close out. I played Hanukkah song, I played a Kwanzaa song and a Diwali song. So I think it's only fair we end with a Hanukkah song as well. So I don't know much about Hanukkah songs because I personally don't celebrate. So we're going to go for one of the first ones here on YouTube. Oh, Hanukkah. I mean, that's pretty simple. And this is pretty short, too. So after this, we're going to play back into some Christmas music, and then we're going to end our show. Those of you listening... Oh, and one more thing. I almost forgot. I'm going to mention this again. It might be too late if you're listening to this on the 20th. If you are listening to this on the 12th, however, we are announcing...